Cheers, Bears fans! This is Bears Are Alive with Draft Dr. Phil Atoshin. I am Aldo Gandia. Phil will be with me in just a moment or two. But first, I want to tell you why we are here with this special broadcast before our regularly scheduled live show at 9 p.m. Monday night. The reason is we have had enough. It is Trubisky time. Trubisky now. Phil will get into the reasons why it is time to make an immediate quarterback change in just a minute. But I want to tell you that BearsBarroom.com is starting a special hashtag Trubisky Now campaign. As we speak, I have posted a video that along with this show officially launches our campaign. We want Bears management to know that we are fired up and fed up. Clearly, the brain trust behind player personnel decisions has made a mistake. Mike Glennon is not capable of being the starting quarterback of this team. He is simply another name in that long list of Bears quarterbacks whose names elicit nausea, headaches, chest pains, all that stuff. Meanwhile, Mitch Trubisky sits on the sidelines. Draft Dr. Phil, a man who has coached football, scouted the NFL and collegiate players, and has NFL bloodlines, will get into the particulars in just a moment about why Trubisky is ready for this opportunity. He'll do that in just a moment. But first, I want to cut through some of the bullshit here that we were handed by Coach John Fox yesterday after the game.
Coach Fox, what you got to say?
Well, I mean, again, if you go to the turnovers, I mean, well, you could call it an interception, but it's basically a sack fumble caught in the air. I'm not sure we ran a real clean route on the outcut. I think one of them was a special teams turnover. Mike wasn't even on the field then. I didn't think our ability to run the ball very effectively in the first half was very good. I think there was a lot to it. You know, we'll look at it, we'll evaluate it, and we'll move forward.
Now that makes no damn sense.
And that reaction by our studio announcer, his name is Peyton, is he's just being nice. Let me bring on the good doctor because I know he's not going to hold back. He always brings the truth, justice, and the Bear Barroom way. Draft Dr. Phil, take over. Give me your analysis about what is going on with this quarterback situation, John Fox, Mike Glennon, and why we're not starting Trubisky.
Well, thank you for having me on early in the afternoon. I'm taking my lunch break at work, coming on for the fans, for the truth. Listen, I appreciate all of you out there, but this, as Aldo, has got me fired up. I'm ready to suit up and go out there and drop dimes because there is, honestly, Aldo, no formula for developing a quarterback. There's never been anyone, and there never will be anyone. It is about assessing the talent and putting it out there and allowing it to learn on the job. You can't teach a young kid to drive by a book. You gotta go out there and you gotta make mistakes and you gotta make plays to build confidence. And when I look at Mike Glennon, I've gone on this show and Bears Hour Live, Bears Barroom, and I've asked this question to our fan base and to Chicago Bear Land. Who is Mike Glennon? Because I never knew who he was, that you're giving him $18 million to come in here to be the bridge quarterback and teach your draft pick that you selected second overall in the draft by trading up for, because your eye for talent stated that this was going to give the Chicago Bears their new face of the franchise. You turn the page on Jay Cutler and you brought Mike Glennon in here to be what you thought you had in Brian Hoyer, but instead of Brian Hoyer, you paid $18 million for Mike Glennon, who threw 11 damn passes since 2014. You've put your stake on that guy. And instead of admitting that you've made a mistake in the preseason, when it was very apparent that a square peg can't fit in a round hole, and we found out who he is. He's a protected quarterback that needs a pocket and needs everything to go right in order for him to be successful. And in a season where injuries and talent gets depleted, you cannot have a statue quarterback in the NFL. This isn't 1992 with Drew Bledsoe back there. This is 2017, and teams are in the shotgun throwing the football all over the football field. This isn't East-West Shrine offense that we're running here, but unfortunately, that's what you're getting because of Mike Glennon. So I'm asking you, how is he teaching a talented athlete, a talented quarterback, how to be professional if he can't do it himself? And that's what I'm seeing on Sundays, Aldo. Mike Glennon is a non-athlete. He's awful. He can't create more time. He can't move the pocket. And everything he does that the rookie is showing you in live game action, opposite of Glennon, is what fits this offense. So let me break this down quickly for you in the virtual playbook on the chalkboard here. This offensive run game defines the offense, correct? So when you look at Jordan Howard, and now he's thought of as a non-talent because he's been handicapped by Mike Glennon, because Mike Glennon isn't athletic enough to run the stretch zone play and have that backside backer stay home. So that would allow the crease and the cutback for Jordan Howard, which he's so good at. You had quarterbacks like Hoyer, Barkley, Cutler last year that offered you athleticism enough to keep those guys at home and allow your offensive linemen to move on to the second level, to get push and movement and allowing Howard to get downfield. It's not happening because Mike Glennon can't stretch, mesh and pull and get that waggle, that boot action. So now you're handicapping your offense. Everything has to be downhill. We're giving up on the run. The defenses are loading up on stacking the box, daring you to throw, and your bridge quarterback can't do it. Now, what is Mike Glennon? He's a statue. He's a backup. There's a reason why he spent 4 years as a backup quarterback and has been replaced by the likes of Josh McCown and a erratic quarterback in Jameis Winston, as you saw yesterday. This guy lacks accuracy. He is failing on so many levels. We're talking about complete and utter disaster in timing, accuracy, poise, ball placement, reading and processing. He's predetermining. He's doing everything wrong. To sell that to a fan base, to a whole universe of people that have the technology to actually watch and study tape or listen to this show, who's been saying it countless times that this guy is a handicap, he's a cripple, he's late with his windup, he's struggling to process. We've talked about that. Now I look at the rookie. Now we're going to talk about Trubisky now. Hashtag Trubisky now, and here's why. Forget about the law. It was so embarrassing. Those people that are saying you don't put them in at halftime, they've never coached a damn down in their life. They don't even understand what the whole team needs, not just one guy. If you're worried about Mitchell Trubisky's health, why aren't you worried about Derek Carr's health? Why aren't you worried about Sid Luckman's health or Jim McMahon's health? They don't worry about that. They worry about winning. That's what championship teams do. And Mitchell Trubisky allows the running game. You added a piece that's dynamic in Tariq Cohen. And he allows that to open up because that backside end, those outside backers, the creases, the lanes start to open because they can't be committed to stop the run. They have to be concerned about the quarterback, the mobility, and the most important of all is the accuracy. And when you look at the pressure situation, granted, you saw it in the preseason, Aldo. In a scrimmage, he gets put in there, very unlike the Chicago Bears. He gets put in the two-minute drill, has the whole pressure on him. And what does he do? The situation doesn't look too big for him. He goes down the field and scores a touchdown, delivering to whoever's on the football field. So I don't want to hear the excuse. These are NFL talents. Trey McBride, Deontay Thompson, Josh Bellamy, the tight ends, four of them, the fullback, one of them. All of them that have been decided by this coaching staff are out there for a reason, injury or not. You need to make plays and deliver the ball on time and accurately. And if there's a situation where protection breaks down, then your quarterback has to be able to delay, move the pocket, be mobile, be aware. That's what you're looking at. And look at around the league, and Deshaun Watson and Deshaun Kizer pick later. They've been given the opportunity, the wheel, to learn on the job by offensive coaches, Aldo. Offensive coaches see that a rookie can play and win in the NFL. Why are you bubble wrapping Mitch Trubisky, who I believe was the best looking rookie out of all of them in NFL live game action? He did it in the preseason. He did it in practice. He did it in college. He's an accurate passer. The accuracy that Glennon lacks, Trubisky has. So throw out the athleticism. Throw out that he needs to learn. If you're going to put someone in there to teach them, they better be consistently good, not consistently terrible. And that's what you're getting from Mike Glennon. I'm fired up because I can't believe it's 2017. And we have an offense with four tight ends and a fullback, and down 17-0 with Mike Glennon, this statuesque, untalented, inaccurate, unathletic quarterback, and we're running student body left and student body right because Mike Glennon, you don't have any confidence in him to win that football game. 17-0, folks. Toss right, toss left. That shows you exactly all you need to know, Mike Wilbon and all these other gurus of media. That's all they are. When an offensive coordinator and somebody trying to formulate a narrative, because Cutler has nothing to do with this. Jay Cutler has nothing to do with this. It is Mike Glennon's fault. The coaching staff, it starts. Your football team is a reflection of your head coach, and Mike Glennon was just that. You wanted him to go out there and not turn over the ball. He could have had five picks for all we know, but he was awful. He was terrible. He was predetermining. And Mitchell Trubisky, on my life, Aldo, on my life, watching the tape, knowing the talent, knowing the confidence, this isn't too big for him. These game plans that Dowell Loggins has come up with are As simple as can be. It is not anything that a rookie couldn't do. In fact, I challenge anybody to show me any kind of read that Mike Glennon made that made you say, wow, because there was none. Mitchell Trubisky gives the Chicago Bears, this franchise, the best opportunity to win. Hashtag Trubisky now, Aldo. I can't even say anything more. I'm so freaking tired of this administration.
Draft Dr. Phil, keeping it 100.
Awesome job, Draft Dr. Phil. Let me ask you a question that I know we're going to hear all over the internet from naysayers who want to, as you perfectly put it, bubble wrap the rookie quarterback. What about this offensive line? It's clearly not as good as we thought it was, at least after two games, at least after that performance yesterday and with the injury issues. Are you concerned about protecting your prize quarterback, your franchise quarterback, with this offensive line?
I call bullshit, Aldo. And you know why? Because this is football. There's no moral victories. There's no we're going to get the perfect and ideal personnel to protect Mitch Trubisky. There's not 5 to 6 Joe Thomases in the world, let alone in the NFL. It's not going to happen. You just paid Charles Leno an extension. You signed Bobby Massey. You got Sitton. If Sitton's hurt, the next guy up. But the rookie, guess what, Aldo? He's going to help your offensive line because all of a sudden, everybody has to get out of the box. All the clogged lanes that were there are going to be opening because he's going to threaten you to run that bootleg. He's going to make angles for your offensive linemen, whether they're backups or not. The game plan is going to be set that at all costs, you need to know your assignment, and people are natural human beings. Those football players have pride, I hope. You saw a team quit on their head coach yesterday at halftime. You hope that a rookie going in there puts everybody on notice and that protecting him will be the most important priority each and every one of them makes, including anyone they sign to the roster today. It'll be very apparent that our goal is to keep him upright. And that's football. What are we playing, checkers? Are we playing soccer? Is there yellow cards handed out because Mitch Trubisky got sacked? Is Mitch all of a sudden going to say, no, I want to be touched? I only could be two-hand touched. No, he wants to play, and he's going to give you the best opportunity to win because at the end of the day, folks, you can try to protect this kid and try to come up with a concept and a theory that we're going to hurt his confidence because, well, if he loses confidence because he's on a shit team, then he isn't the right guy. Because I know in the face of adversity, the right guy is going to rise to the top. So there's no way, no how, any person worth their grain of salt that has coached this game of football, this great game, is going to say, no, he's going to be the next David Carr. David Carr and Mitchell Trubisky have two different hearts and two different minds. Peyton Manning took a beating. Troy Aikman took a beating. They went on to be two of the greatest of all times. I started this saying there's no formula. What the formula really should be is that I'm wrong, because there is a formula. You play to win, as Herm Edwards famously said, but you also play to learn. The best way for this football team to start trending upwards is to get Mitchell Trubisky out there at any cost necessary. If that means the game plan is smaller than the simple shallow crosses and the slants that you're running and the east-west offense that you decided to roll out there as if it's some complex thing, then so be it. And let this guy make plays on the go, because what you have right now is a team handicapped by a quarterback that is absolutely pathetic. I said on this show, Aldo, you made a great commercial with it. Let's go out there and start telling it like it is. Be truthful. Mike's got to play better than he played against Atlanta. Well, he came out and played absolutely worse. Anybody could put a guarantee on a box of shit and all of a sudden make it 100% guarantee, like Tommy Boy said. But right now, when you start guaranteeing stats like you're trying to throw out there versus prevent versus this, you know what? Mike Glennon sucked yesterday in accordance to the eyeball test. The eyeball test says the story and sets the truth. The eyeball test said he was a detriment to the football team. I'm not worried whatsoever. Hashtag Trubisky now.
There is a nationwide movement to take down certain statues all across the country. I want to put that in the back burner. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to think about it. What I want taken down is the statue that is currently the number one quarterback for the Chicago Bears. And how we are going to do that is exactly how Phil said with our campaign. Hashtag Trubisky now. And this is how this campaign is going to work. We need all Bears fans who agree to start to agree with what Phil has said and what I am saying to start hashtagging all of their Chicago Bears tweets with hashtag Trubisky now. on all social media platforms. Hashtag Trubisky now. Here at the Bar Room, we've posted a movie on video on YouTube and on our website that shows that we also have a physical gesture associated with our voices. Now, that gesture is not a middle finger, although that came in a close second. No, that gesture is we outstretch our hands shoulder length to form a human T. T for Trubisky. That's going to be our human gesture, and I want all of our followers, all Bears fans, all Trubisky fans, to start posting photographs of them with their hands out to the sides in that kind of T-cross moment, looking up to the sky and saying, we want Trubisky now. Hashtag those photos, Trubisky now. Post them on social media everywhere. And if you want, create a video showing us your T signs, explaining why you are a part of this movement. Do it now. Start working on it now. Send it to the Bar Room. Let's have our voices heard, ladies and gentlemen, because here is my final plea. We're doing this for the sake of Chicago, for the mental health of Bears fans in Chicago and all around the world. You know what's happening right now in Chicago? People are driving more aggressively. People at the coffee shop are snarling at you when you say good morning. The coffee shop guy doesn't even make eye contact anymore with me this morning. I knew what he was thinking. He was thinking that goddamn McGlinnan ruined my weekend, ruined my week. Dirty looks now are the norm. Aggressive driving now the norm. I'm afraid to talk to my wife. That's happening all around Chicago and all in all 50 states and in over 100 countries around the world, because that's where Bears fans are and all Bears fans are fed up. So hashtag Trubisky now. That will give us hope. Hashtag Trubisky now. That will let Bears management know that we want them to do the right thing. Hashtag Trubisky now starts now, and I'm tagging all of you. You're it. Get it done. Phil, give me your last thoughts.
Listen, Aldo, we got a great week. Tonight, we're going to get into it. I had all this stuff written down, and I just went on the emotions and the raw emotions of this team that I've loved for my 44 years of life. Granted, I started becoming a fan at 5 years old, so we'll say 39 years of my life existing around the blue, orange, and white has culminated in 9 wins and 25 losses and lies. Lies are the reason why Aldo's talking about that guy at the coffee shop. Lies are the reason why people are driving more aggressively, because what they see on television doesn't correlate with what John Fox is and this front office and ownership are selling the fan. It came out and they had their proverbial presser right after last season, and things were going to change, and this, and Ted Phillips is there, sweaty Teddy with his hands. They can't even get the field right, let alone who the right quarterback is. The year of the quarterback, his colleague Shane Marsaw said, came, and they did the right thing, and then they foreshadow it with not being able to not only admit their mistake, but to actually put the best 11 offensive football players on the football field on Sunday to give this team and this defense, who, honestly, when you look at the game and how it transpired, that was put in situations, it could have been a hell of a lot worse had it not been for the defense. So, for me, we are going to hammer this home. I'm totally on board, 100%. You can at me. You can come at me. I know this game. I love my followers. I love the Bears Bar Room, but I do not love the lies. And unfortunately, that's what we're tackling. I felt it coming on in June that there was going to be an issue with who's Mike Glennon. We found out who Mike Glennon was in the preseason, and our head coach couldn't pull the trigger. Whether he or the general manager, Ryan Pace, are deciding who's playing, somebody needs to come to the podium and speak to the truth to the fan. And if we get Mitchell Trubisky in there and we lose all of our games, all of them, going down swinging is a hell of a lot better than going down embarrassed. And this week, we're gonna tackle that. And we appreciate all of you listening in. I'm going to bring it tonight with Aldo and Shane. We are going to go live. We're going to bring it all week. And Aldo, I thank you for the opportunity to come on. for this emergency Bears Hour Live production.
It's your show, baby. We don't do it without you. You know that.
Don't forget Bears 100 Proof on Wednesday.
That's right. We will be on Wednesday. That's our signature show. That's where we put the money in with sound effects, with drops, all sorts of cool stuff. We keep it fun, but we keep it honest. We keep it 100. And stop by Bears Barroom. Read Chris Armstrong's take on this. She is a very knowledgeable football fan. She freely admits she doesn't watch the tape. She doesn't know the strategy and the ins and outs. But she knows enough about football to know that we're being handed a bunch of shit. And she put her thoughts to paper, and her article is up now at bearsbarroom.com. Check that out. Listen, Phil, this has been great. I am so, so happy that we got together here to talk about hashtag Trubisky now. It's going to be a nationwide movement. Why? Because we've got common sense behind us. Because we're smart enough to see that what's going on with this quarterback position isn't right. It's not right. We have to do something about it. We have to take our team back from the McCaskey organization that is just ruining our lives. Every fall, we look forward to this. And what are we getting? Over and over and over again, we're getting the same goddamn bullshit. That's not going to work. It's over. So I ask you, follow us at bearsbarroom.com. Follow our podcast. Read our articles. Watch the movie that we spent $1 million in special effects for. Our hashtag Trubisky Now movie. It's up on YouTube and our website. Thanks very much for listening, and goodbye.